Paul, firstly, if we start with the state of the game, it's interestingly poised, this one, at the moment.
Yeah, it is. We're in a decent position. We've played some good cricket so far in the match. You know, it is a pitch that isn't deteriorating too much. So if we can just eke out those runs tomorrow, wickets tomorrow, and hopefully we can knock whatever runs they've got on the board. So there's plenty to play for. We're going to have to, you know, I thought we bowled exceptionally well this afternoon and tonight without too much reward. So hopefully tomorrow, if we continue to put them under pressure like that, we'll get the reward tomorrow.
You had a bit of a sticky afternoon yesterday afternoon. You and Michael Richardson came together when it looked like getting the ball away and getting runs was quite hard. And you battled throughout last night and battled throughout this morning to put a decent partnership together and gave yourselves a bit of an advantage in the match.
Yeah, it was important that we get as far ahead in the first innings. You know, if we could have got up to 100, 150 lead, it was always going to put us in the box seat. You know, we're still in a really good position in the match here. But it's difficult to get wickets on there. You know, it's a wicket that seems to be dying with pace. But we've got the ball reversing a little bit, so hopefully tomorrow batsmen have got to start afresh, and the bowlers will be a bit fresher tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get some early inroads.
I was reminded of the final game of last season at Hampshire as Chris Rushworth came out to bat at the end with you. You were in the 90s and Michael Richardson got stranded on 99 at Hampshire last year when Chris was out at the other end. You decided to try and accelerate through that over. Was that in the back of your mind that you might run out of partners?
Well, I'm experienced enough to know that I don't want to really leave it up to the person at the other end, especially when there's only one wicket left. So I was always going to be aggressive that over. Unfortunately, it didn't come off. It was a shame. But, you know, that happens sometimes, and it would have been nice to get to three figures, but three away, I would have taken that at the start of the day.
Are you surprised by the catch? Because it was a cracking piece of fielding from George Hankins. I think he seemed to realise what you were about to do and moved across and was in the right position at the right time.
Yeah, it was good anticipation. You know, it's obviously when you go down to play that kind of shot, you don't expect that fielder to have moved too far. And that was good anticipation. I just wish I'd hit it fine and where you were standing in the first place. But, you know, it was a good catch and, you know, fair play to him.
So tomorrow then, early wickets if you can, and hope, you know, there'll be a run chase at some point in the day, you'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're pretty confident to chase anything down on that. Let's just manage and get those the rest of the wickets. You know, we've got some good bowlers in there in our locker, and you know, they've put a lot of effort in today, and hopefully they can come out tomorrow and put that same effort in and get the rewards. There was a lot of times today where the ball just didn't drop for us in the right areas where we had fielders, and hopefully we'll get a bit more luck tomorrow.
Inspired piece of captaincy bringing camera.